All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, Cole, as you know, we are high-ranking and corrupt games journalists.
Of course, the Upper Souls community.
Yeah, Upper Everything community.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that is we get sent promotional swag.
I am at a loss for places to keep all the swag.
Yeah, I'm. If a T-shirt isn't free,
it don't go on me. Yeah.
Yeah. So I have here a gigantic disused bathtub full of promotional condoms from video games.
Hmm.
And I figured you'd go traditionally bobbing for condoms.
Okay. Are these like in a liquid substrate, or is it all just is it just loose DOMs? Are they in their wrapper? What are we?
Well, I'm going to let you use your imagination after I tell you you are half right.
Okay, it is loose DOMs, but there is no liquid substrate.
Well, it's not liquid, but there is a substrate.
I mean, some of them are lubed. Yeah.
It's kind of like a semi-solid, Newtonian semi-solid substrate.
Yeah.
You can wear gloves, though, but you can't use your hands.
Okay. So. All right. Well, I will put on the gloves to celebrate you allowing me to wear gloves. And I'm just
You don't want to touch the floor over here. A bunch of condom waste came onto it.
Condom waste.
Oh, no. Yeah, just like miscellaneous juices and lubes and flavorants and shit.
Yeah. Yeah. There's nothing gross about a condom. Whatever. Yeah. Here we go. Here we go.
I know.
Okay. What do I got? What do I got?
Well, it looks like you're eating out a squid. Hold on. Let me grab a couple of those out of your mouth.
All right.
Oh, how do you do it?
I don't know what this is. Oh, a game computer saying it's an indie game on Steam.
It is an indie game on Steam.
Okay.
Let's get into it. I'm Gary Butterfield.
I'm Cole Ross.
You're listening to Abject Suffering, where I am out of intros and haven't called for new ones yet. I will over this weekend get off my case.
Yeah. And this week, we are talking about a game that I kind of like. It's charming. This is called How Do You Do It? This was it's a patron demand from Gabe, who says, it's short and I'm tired of getting accused of being sneaky. So, yeah.
This is a Nina Freeman joint, formerly of Fulbright, creator of games similar to this, and it is a little game about, figuring out how highly articulated Barbie dolls, might boink.
Yeah. Yeah. They might bump extremely smooth uglies. Yes.
Yeah. Bumping smoothies, you know, like down at the Jamba Juice.
Yeah. Yeah.
You see your friend Greg.
Just cheers in for life. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's cute. It's a game jam game.
Yeah. 3 days, so
the limited scope is intended.
Yes. You know, and like it's free and it's meant to be played for a few minutes. I think that this looks really good. Obviously a lot of care went into the character design and the way that these little dolls, worked, you know, the way that it went. And just the idea is you're this 11-year-old girl, your mom is leaving to run an errand. You're left alone. And what you're doing, nobody has explained sex to you. You are controlling this girl as she holds, a boy doll in one hand and a girl doll in the other. And you have to like ram them together as she asks herself questions, trying to work through this conundrum. And you have to hope that you don't get caught, when your mom comes back.
Yeah. And specifically she's kind of, asking herself very cute questions based on,
Titanic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
Jack and Rose were standing up.
Yeah.
Do you hug first?
Why was there so much steam in that car?
Yeah. It's, you know, and you slam the action figures together and the two endings, unless there are other hidden ones I couldn't find, or either you get caught or you don't. And then you get a very funny little stat screen that says you might have seen how sex is done 93 times and you did get caught or didn't get caught.
Just counting how many collisions there were between these two little rigs. Yeah.
It's very cute.
Mm-hmm.
there's the game.
Yeah.
Some five minutes. If you like this show, I don't think we've ever exhaustively covered something so quickly on the network.
Yeah.
Like there's not a whole lot left to this,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And like there are reviews, some of which are funny. I like the one from Aridin, gives it a thumbs up with 0.2 hours on record, which seems crazy to me, although not mm-hmm. Not as wild as Sheen's, who put 11.5 hours into it.
They had to have just left it running.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that Steam is inaccurate. Yes. Like if you're not touching a control input, it shouldn't count the time.
Yes. But Aridin says, wait, guys, is sex real?
Yeah.
and the person who had 11.5 hours said, when my parents walked in, I switched to porn because it was easier to explain.
That's very funny.
Yeah, no, we explained it. It just took about 5 minutes. Don't worry.
Yeah, you can explain it. Just tell your parents it's an indie game about sex.
Yeah.
This is cute and well observed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it is super good for what it is.
Yeah.
Something that is different for me than some people in an indie brethren is I have no affection for this period of my life.
Yeah.
When I didn't know what this stuff was, like, it doesn't feel cute to me or anything. I'm just like, mm-hmm. what an idiot, you know? And then like, now that I understand how genitals work, like I'm just happy to be here.
Yeah.
You know? I don't have any nostalgia for this kind of thing.
And it's like everybody has like a weird, you know, like a different approach, you know, different approach to this. I never had like a moment where it was just like, yeah, this is confusing to me. Like what?
Yeah.
You know, and it's not that like I knew, like, especially early. One of the funniest stories, it was like fifth grade and like the idea of a blowjob came up. You know, just in a class.
Oh.
Not during a class, but like a conversation that was happening like between kids in a classroom. You know, and just like, you know, just be somebody was like, what the fuck was a blowjob? You know, I wasn't going to ask that because I didn't want to give the impression to people that I didn't know what it was. And this girl said, oh, that's when a girl, takes a bunch of spit and licks a guy all over. And then blows on it because it does. It makes like a cool feeling.
And then she said kind of shit, man.
Yeah, she said it with like just utmost confidence, and it was like, okay, yeah, this stuff is weird. I don't understand. Okay, cool.
It's the closest thing I had to that was being at one of my dad's scumbag friend's house.
Okay,
and a girl there talking about calling going down on a girl a rainbow kiss.
A rainbow kiss. I've never heard that. I'm a 33 year old man who's existed in the world.
Well, it might it's like your thing. Like they might have just made it up.
Yeah.
You know, I never heard of the blowjob being like licking somebody from head to toe and blowing on them.
Uh-huh.
Just kids are stupid about sex, you know? Which is kind of the idea behind this. I think it's because my brain is like Swiss cheese and I'm a million years old. I just don't remember how I learned about like a lot of this stuff. Like at some point I realized mouths go on genitals.
Right.
And
right.
I don't, you know, I probably intuited it after I realized how good it felt to put my hand on my genital to be like, yeah.
Oh, what if we threw some moisture into the situation?
Yeah, like hold up. Like I got some ideas for what I'm going to do for the next 5 years.
Yeah.
20 times a day. But I don't remember when I learned. I remember getting a copy of my shitty stepdad's book, The Joy of Sex.
Okay. Ooh, what era of Joy of Sex? Was this like a vintage 70s copy? How much hair are we talking about? Okay.
Yeah. All.
just a bunch of Sasquatches
like licking each other's armpits. But for people who don't know that book outside of the title, it is an alphabetical, like A is for, and then mm-hmm. a body part, and it tells you something sexual you can do with that. And it's, I think legitimately the first entrance might be armpit. And it's like, you can lick the armpit for sexual pleasure. And just like this incredibly hairy Jesus looking dude licking this hippie girl's armpit. And her just like moaning. And like, I was like, I'm 11 and I know this ain't right.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying you can't do it and that there's nothing sensual about an armpit.
Yeah.
But I realized it was not mainstream, like, basically right away. Just intuitively. Like, my DNA was like, that's not how you make babies and have orgasms.
You know? by the time I was like 11, like, I had used my armpit not so much for like deodorant and stuff, like maybe for just sex. Like for sex, yeah. You know. Yeah,
I fucked it.
I fucked my armpit. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm incredibly flexible. I may not look it, but
no, but like I'd use my armpit to like make fart noises, and I knew that like it was funny, but it didn't feel good.
No, like there's not, you know, and somebody out there is gonna be mad because they're like, oh man, armpit play is actually incredibly good and incredibly big in the blank community or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like anything can feel good. Like your skin being touched can feel good.
Yeah.
Like in general, right? Like there's not specific like sexual nerve endings to my nipples. But like you could do things to my nipples that feel good.
Yeah.
Because I'm turned on otherwise.
Right. It's a part of a broader activity, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. Like it just it seems weird that the thing that is hard to get around is that A does not mean anus. Maybe they didn't want to like lead with that, but like
anus shows up though. I think there might be multiple A's.
It's in the B. It's a butthole.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it might be for the B. You know, and just like I think that probably was the first time I learned that anal sex was a thing.
Yeah.
Was from the book, and I was like, oh, like shit. But yeah, it just I never had this like doll experience, and part of that is gendered.
Yep.
You know. But it just I never had the like, what if these two G.I. Joes fucked, like that's how I'm gonna figure out the mechanics of this.
Yeah. Eventually
I just saw porn
that is a thing, but like it was like there was no traumatic revelation to me that is like, you know, like I remember when they started teaching sex ed, like, you know, they have like the big class and you had to get your parents to sign off so you could go into it. And like, none of it was especially, you know, they separated the boys from the girls and none of it was especially like revelatory. It was like, okay, this goes in here to make a baby. And like one person asked a question, where's the clitoris? Like what is and where is the clitoris? And just this gym teacher trying to figure out like how to tactfully like explain this, and then basically just drawing a vulva and circling the top of it,
like drawing some arrows like they're playing to take Bin Laden's cave.
Yep. Yes. We move on Omaha Beach when the code phrase is spoken. We can win this. we will meet them on the labia majora. We will meet them on the labia minora. but there was that. But like around that time, I was like, you know, basically sneaking and looking for hidden magazines around the house and like furtively watching like badly dubbed VHS copies of Blade Runner and Logan's Run because I knew there was a boob in them. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Or if you had any kind of cable movie channel,
yeah,
like you just like throw on HBO at 9 p.m. and watch The Lover or like Ramblin' Rose or something.
Yeah,
if you have neglectful parents like mine who are never home at 9 a.m. you know, so like I recognize there's probably trauma to the reason why you know I was so sex-pilled so early, and that sounds way darker than it was. But I just mean, you know, knew about the mechanics of the stuff like really quite shockingly young.
But like
not the... participated new.
But yeah, like the actual thing that like got me to, you know, learn, and probably says something ghastly about our culture, was like was pornography, and then like specifically like written stuff. You know, we've talked about literatica before. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, and the fact that we learn it, like that does immeasurable harm.
Yep, it does.
There's this weird, you know, is one of the many reasons I cannot respect conservatives because they have all bad opinions.
Yep.
You know, and one of them being against, you know, oh, like you can't teach kids about sex or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been centuries and they still don't realize kids are just going to learn about it one way or another.
Yep.
So why not make them learn about it in a way that's not help, you know, hurtful?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, every, like, now that I'm an adult and I talk to my friends about, like, how they grow up with sex, like, every single dude is just like, yeah, porn fucked me up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have a perfectly average penis, but I feel shame about it constantly because of dumb porn.
Yep.
Like, I cannot just pound puss for, like, 45 minutes at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel horrible about it because of porn.
Yep.
You know, it's horrible. Like, in terms of patriarchal bullshit, mm-hmm. it's not, I'm not, I would never make the argument that male enculturation is more damaging.
No, than female no. enculturation.
It's just something, it's not a race. Like they're mm-hmm. both just shitty. It's worth yeah. recognizing both, you know, the ways they're both shitty.
Yeah. No, it, like it doesn't justify it. It's bad for dudes, which is why dudes should be invested in, you know, dissolving yeah. those systems. If, right.
If you're not a feminist, you don't understand what feminism is, or you're an asshole.
Right.
Like there's only two explanations. And like, I will extend ignorance to a lot of people. I don't think it's that rare, mm-hmm. But it's not, if you know what, understand what it is and you're still like, nah, yeah. then you're wrong.
Yes.
But they're not looking after your own self-interest because mm-hmm. I would have loved to have like just understood that like, oh no, like sex is this process of communication and like mutual pleasure and mutual respect and like yeah. all of these things that make me a fan of it now, I would have loved to have understood rather than just being terrified and
yeah.
like simultaneously repulsed and attracted to it because mm-hmm. my understanding of it was this, oh, like these mammoth hedicks can just like literally just have sex forever. And here I am like 12 and I'm 0 to 60 and 30. Mm-hmm. I'm taking 4 seconds on a 6 second jerk off. Then the rest run on my leg.
Or, you know, or just like, you know, because my first, you know, several hundred orgasms were done furtively, you know, masturbating, trying not to get caught. You know, I was basically mm-hmm. cranking it out like Solid Snake or Sam Fisher, you know,
there's
like
a lot of Solid just, Snake in it.
Yeah. but it's just like, okay, I got, it's a Mission Impossible. You know, we got to get in, get the microfiche and get out as quickly as possible. So we don't get caught.
Yeah, pull these files.
Yeah. You know, just, as soon as possible. You know, just crank it into your floorboard creak. You're like, bree.
Yeah. You know? That's why you knock on the wall on the other side of the house, then run over to the the front room, jerk off real quick while the guards are.
But you got to keep them occupied. You keep them occupied. You drop the dirty magazines over there to distract them. But fuck, I need those magazines.
Yeah. And your mom's like, oh, where'd this dirty magazine come? Goal. Yeah. So, and the idea of just having sex and masturbation associated with shame
mm-hmm.
is pretty dumb. Like I'm not as anti-shame as some of my cohort, but I also think like, you know, this is actually one of, like your body is going to betray you in a million ways
mm-hmm.
and it's just going to get worse. Like yeah. squeeze the orgasms out of it that you can,
yep.
as long as you're not hurting anybody. Like if something feels good, like, and it's not hurting somebody,
mm-hmm.
like it's like people who don't use their sick days.
Yeah. Like, come
you know,
on,
this is
dude.
Part of your conditions of your employment. Like you're not,
you can't take cool them with you. Or, yeah.
Yeah. Like saving the company from having to deal with that is not like virtuous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do enjoy your body.
Yeah.
You know? And like, again, if it feels good to you and it doesn't hurt anybody, like I'm not trying to ace shame or anything like that.
No,
like people
no.
who don't, you know, sex repulsed or whatever. That's great. Mm-hmm. I have no problem with that. But if, you know, if you're not that person, mm-hmm. like don't let somebody try to make you feel bad about like touching yourself and having an orgasm. Cause it yeah. quite frankly rules.
Yeah. It rules. Yeah, yeah, like enthusiastic consent rules.
Yeah, well, and I know I said this a million times, but like consent, not only a good thing, but it's hot as hell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's like, this doesn't have to be like super serious, you know, like you're not lighting candles up. This could be fun. Like, you know, well, it can be. That's
Again, I didn't expect this to be the episode where I bag on conservatives. And I'm talking about like your Dave Rubens and shit.
Yeah.
The people online who are like, oh, you need to get a lawyer present before you have sex and stuff.
No.
No. You just listen to language, the uh-huh. language that you speak.
Yeah.
You know? And then if the person's real into it, they'll say it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's great and it should turn you on.
Uh-huh.
And then you can do it because they said they were real into it and they said it's cool.
Yeah. It's ongoing, you know? Like, yeah. And
yeah.
Well, it's frustrating.
I went on a date recently, and something that I like to talk to dates about is bad date experiences because I focus on the negative in life as fans of Watch Out for Snow. And the I recognize the privilege of like a bad date for me is maybe kind of boring and funny, but a bad date for a woman can be dangerous, right?
Yeah. You're like, you fucking die. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very aware of that. But if I can steer it into the realm, like if a woman has a fun bad date story, I'd like to hear it. Right?
Yeah.
I went on a date recently and a woman told me that she went on a date where it was like really horrible, really boring. She said like, you know, hey, this has been, you know, it's been nice to meet you, but I don't think there's really any chemistry here. I'd like to go. And the dude said, you know, oh, I mean, that's okay, but I'm kind of an expert on body language, and I'm really surprised because your body language indicated the opposite.
Oh, what a fucking dick move. No. Yep. Oh, no, I'm an expertise in how bulldog. You feel. You turned into what? Yeah.
A bulldog? I rolled into a Samus Aran Metroid ball and just rolled away. I'm sorry, but the last Metroid is not in captivity. Zipped away because I was just like so tele embarrassed. For that shithead. And it's like, it's actively harmful. Like, that actually fucking sucks. You learn that from a Reddit page or some shit. But can you imagine being the kind of guy who somebody just tells you something, you're like, well, hold up. Yeah. You sure about that?
It smells in there. No, it doesn't.
Is it really that? Who are these people who do that shit? God, that's fucked up.
I'm a body language expert. I've made multiple appearances on CNN. Yeah.
My court witness fees are actually through the roof.
That's my quote.
Yeah, it's my quote. If I get one more girl to kiss me, I get another $2 million.
Doesn't matter if I do a bad job.
My jaw dropped. I just like, oh man.
Did she say what happened next?
Well, I mean, she just left. She wasn't, you know, oh, well, you convinced me. They told my called my bluff. Sneak beat. You know, like she's just like, no, you know, actually no. I'm gonna go. So yeah, fucking A, good. Man. I don't really like any like, oh, like dude suck or oh, street people suck or any of those things. Yeah, because just like it's
reductive and it doesn't.
Yeah. I don't really go in for that. I don't blame anybody for it.
Yeah.
But I don't, you know, it's not my thing. But I also think like, man, is that fucking, there are some real dark examples of this shit.
Yeah.
There's some real blood chilling, stupid horse shit that happens in male sexuality.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. I'm a body language expert and I can tell that you're
actually,
in. Actually somebody about their own
like,
thing.
Like Phoenix Wright. Rejection. And then you just present the like picture of like somebody's slightly parted lips because they're trying not to yawn.
Yeah, my Magatama has activated. There's a spirit lock on this one. Yeah. Like, oh, my family's bracelets feel a little tight. Oh, I can pick up your micro expression. Oh, Jesus. Like that's a good I mean as far as like icebreakers go, that's fun because you know you just you made a joke about focusing on the negative, but like I feel like there's something to that where like you know it's not spirit of core, we're right here in the game, but also like I don't know, I feel like you can learn a lot about somebody about like you know, how did you handle that, what do you consider to whether you consider to be a bad date, like, you know, it's not a first date kind of thing, but the general truism like was like, oh, how did your last few relationships end? You know?
Well, I now just straight up ask that.
Yeah.
Like the subtle way is like, tell me some bad date stories.
Yeah.
You know, but then like also now I'm old, so I'm just kind of like, hey, this seems like this might have some potential. Tell me about this.
Yeah.
Like I just want to know all the stuff right away. And then as soon as everybody knows everything, we can decide whether it's good or not.
Yeah, whether we continue going down the road. Yeah.
Play out the tape or not. it is something that is fun, but also illuminating.
Yes.
You know? Because you can get like red flags from that kind of thing too. Mm-hmm. Not so much for me. Like when girls have told me about their bad dates, they've uniformly, like I basically agreed with them. Like, yeah, that fucking sucks.
Yeah.
You know? But if a lady asks a dude that and they're just like, oh, yeah, she was just like, you know, constantly talking about her day and her feelings or something, like mm-hmm. that could mean somebody who is being overly familiar with your emotional labor. But it could also just mean that dude fucking sucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it is a pretty illuminating question, I think.
Mm-hmm. Apparently you're like, oh, it doesn't even just have to be strictly about like relationship stuff, like, you know. Looking at how somebody treats wait staff is a pretty good way to learn how they are as a person, you know,
very much
like stuff like that. Or are they threatening to go to Yelp and say they found a Lego head in the corn, you know?
Yeah, it works. is like adding all of the class war that could possibly be done in this episode. I've kind of decided that I no longer want to date people who come from wealth.
Yeah.
And they're not bad, but I've just had enough bad experiences.
Yeah.
And it corresponds with that kind of wait staff or just kind of a general exasperatedness with regular people.
Yeah.
That I have a hard time with.
Mm-hmm. You know? No, I could see that being the case.
Yeah. So my dreams of a dowager inheritance are maybe done. So
yeah, I've only had one experience like that with somebody, and it were, you know, with somebody who had that, like that kind of background. It didn't manifest as treating waitstaff bad, but there was definitely like some cultural one-upsmanship going on about things. And I was like, that's iffy. That is iffy to me.
Yeah, there's also like I'm very sensitive about like, oh, you mean you haven't been to Europe? Like that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I think that we're of an age where people should know better.
Mm-hmm.
And to say things like that.
Yeah.
You know, you can say, have you been to Europe?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that's fine. Like there's nothing wrong with going to Europe, but mm-hmm. just being like, oh, you haven't?
Yeah.
When like the reason why people don't do fun things is not because they're stupid or they suck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like you know? This man, I feel like I'm telling tales out of school, but like this manifested in like I just get so recharged by New York.
Okay, I live for New York City.
Yeah, and it's like New York's cool. It's where freaks need company. Yeah, I live there for I did an internship there. It's neat, not my speed, home but
$20 burger and all the time.
Yeah,
you know, so.
Yeah, so that like that just ended up being like a little
little non-starter.
Yep.
Yeah, I get that for sure. I did have a how you do it moment when I was very young where I thought before I had seen a vagina even in a picture, I did think that the I knew that a penis went into a vagina, but I thought that the aperture would be on the front.
Oh
the
my bottom. God! Yeah, 100%. 100% was very confused.
Where is it?
Well, you know, like just it ended up being like the way that it went for me was like sneaking into the art room well before classes began and just like let's get some kisses and make outs and stuff. What's that?
Hanging out with the nude model.
Yeah. No, but like, and then just, you know, like get hands come out to play, reaching down and then just like, okay, I'm expecting to see something or feel something. Keep going. What the fuck? Where is it?
Was this in high school? You were fingering girls in the art room?
Yeah. In high school. Yeah.
Wow. I did not do sex in school ever.
Yeah.
Like
that was about it. That was as far as it went. Yeah, but
in houses, not in school.
Yeah,
like that is paralyzing to me. Like I don't think I, because that's how you get a nickname, dude.
Yeah.
Like, you were really. I think that might have been one of the riskiest things you've ever done in your life, because all it would take is somebody to stealthily reach in to ruin you and that girl's reputation for the entirety of high school.
Yeah, yeah. There was probably more. There was probably more risk for her and that than me. We're both into it. Yeah, but yeah. You know, you're just kind of like, oh, I thought you think it's on the front, and just keep going down. Like, yeah. Like where the fuck?
Yeah, come on. Well, you figure out what it is you do. There's a guy I went to high school with who apocryphally got caught masturbating. In the locker room and never
lived it down. Yeah.
Ruined him for the entire time. Oof. Another dude, I've told this story before, I think, but it just always makes me laugh. Was like the kind of people who were like in Boy Scouts way late.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the Weeblo class weirdos.
Well, no, I mean, by name in high school, it's like Eagle stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, Eagle Scout, you know. But it's like a way of being homeschooled without being homeschooled, it feels like. But they went on a trip down to Florida, and they all stayed in like a hostel. And one of the dudes masturbated and afterwards did a wolf whistle. And everybody did that when he was in the hallway basically forever.
Oh, no.
Because he made the mistake of exposing some of his sexuality to high school kids.
Like, was that his Pokemon, like, yell when he finished?
What? I don't know. I mean, I never asked him. He didn't take too kindly to follow up questions about it.
It was probably a real sore subject.
Yeah, I tried. I was like, hey, dude, you know how we all keep making fun of you for whistling after you jerk off?
Yeah, you know this like super embarrassing thing that you've never lived down.
Do you do it all the time, or is it just when you're in Florida?
you cross the man. So he did the wolf whistle. I'm wrapped around the axle on when this happens. Like,
it's pretty wild, man. Like, yeah. I think I've mentioned on the show before that when I've been with somebody and then accidentally after orgasm went wah wee wah whoa, which is four out, of course. It's a really embarrassing thing to do, but I was kind of like having that like wow, you know, reaction, right? Yeah. And I can kind of imagine like a whoop poof, you know, almost. But if you're in a room full of dudes, you know better than to do that.
Yeah.
You know, you're with your brothers. You're with your Boy Scouty, your Eagle Scout brothers.
Yeah. And like you're in a barracks room. Like, do you not understand that stealth is of the is of the order? Yeah.
Fail stealth mission in a barracks. It's like Indigo Prophecy. It was foretold. Woo woo. That's when he's good again.
Yeah. We've hit time. This has been fun sharing.
Yeah, fun to share. This is probably the intent of the game.
Yeah.
I've met Nina Freeman a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
She lives here in Portland. And just kind of been like, hi. And she's been like, hi. That's my story of Nina Freeman.
Yeah, seems nice.
If you like the show, you have already done the thing.
Right? You have?
No, they have not.
Oh, no, this is a public one. Yeah. You can go to Patreon. You can back and demand that episode like Gabe did. Thank you for bringing my attention to this, Gabe. It was neat. It made for a good episode. Or, you know, if you don't have the 25, you can get bonus episodes at $5 or the whole lot of them at 10.
Yeah, we'd appreciate it. You can also leave us ratings, reviews on Apple Podcast or tell your friends.
Please do.
What else can they do?
Well, they can post on Twitter to get sign-offs.